Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Every time they advertise a new app, it's always so positive and bubbly, even though the thing is very sinister if you think about it. It's always like, we know times are tough here in America. That's why we created Harvest. Did you know you have two kidneys? Seems kind of unnecessary, doesn't it? Well, with Harvest, your second kidney can be your first step towards financial freedom.
December 8th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Here we are, counting down the days to Christmas.
Yeah, we are.
Whoo, getting closer and closer. Oh, man. Are you done shopping?
I think I have like one or two more things to get, but they're not big things. Like, other than that, everything is.
Oh, that's nice.
Dialed in.
That's nice. I feel like I haven't had any time to shop. I got some stuff done. But nothing's for my family. Like I think my
for?
Wife, huh?
What's it? Who's it for?
Relatives.
Oh well, okay. I knew them as part of your family.
No, I mean I say my family, I mean my wife and kids.
Got it.
But like, trying to think. Think my wife got like a whole bunch of stuff on Amazon. There's a whole bunch of stuff from Amazon coming.
Oh my god!
I don't open any of it.
Between myself and D'Lo.
D'Lo is your boyfriend.
Yeah. The doorbell, the ring never stops going off.
Yeah.
There's just so much.
Do you guys put anything out for the delivery guy?
We should.
You should?
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing to do.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it costs you practically nothing to just leave a little box of snacks and water out, you know? And it's one of those things I would imagine if I was a delivery guy and I saw something like that, it would be like,
that's nice.
Tis the season.
Yeah, especially because sometimes they're like dropping stuff off at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Or like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
It's like, fella, go home to your family.
Or miss.
I don't see a whole lot of the misses, but.
Oh, really?
No. It's
I guess you're right.
Delivery man still seems to be a man's game.
Instacart is women.
Yeah.
I mean, it's guys too, but I mean, that's where the ladies shine.
That's true. Because when I go to the grocery store, I see the Instacart people, like with their big, where it's like obviously they're professional food shoppers.
Okay.
And like they're almost always women. They're almost always, they kind of give off the vibe where it's like, you know what? I was a stay-at-home mom for a while, but you know, the kids are in school and I need something to do and I need some play money and I'm just going to do this.
Yeah. That's what,
they got their earbuds in and they know where everything is. I ask them where things are in the store way more than I ask an employee of the store.
I don't think you should do that.
Oh, watch me do it.
Okay.
They'll just a little tap on the shoulder because they can't hear me over their murder podcast that they're listening to. And I just go.
I think the earbuds indicate don't talk to me.
It's not stopping me.
No, it isn't.
Uh-uh.
What do you care?
I need to know where the bleach is. And they go, bleach? Murder podcast making me think that you're up to no good.
Oh, there you go. That just keeps an eye on you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Usually, when somebody buys a new car, once you get past the initial stress of the whole situation, you're really excited and happy that you're driving around in a new vehicle. And that happened to Katie over the weekend. She's happy about it, but not as happy as she should be.
I got to tell you, the dealership part of it was, I even said, this is the most fun buying a car I've ever had.
That's great.
The normal, like, stress of it all at Elk Grove Kia wasn't even there.
Okay.
We had such a good time.
So what's the problem?
Well, I don't know how to use my car.
Wow.
I would say I'm going to have to read the manual, but I don't even know if that's going to help me. I have never had a car that like did a lot of things.
Sure.
Okay. I've never had an electric vehicle. We got the Kia EV9.
Okay.
So all electric.
Yep.
The last car I had, like I couldn't even like use maps unless I plugged my phone into like a cord.
Yeah.
Okay. So
to get the CarPlay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it did not have bells and whistles of any kind. This does everything. And when I say everything, I mean things I've never heard of.
Like what?
Like
First of all, I'm guessing CarPlay is an automatic connection.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put your phone in the center console. I know you have this with your Tesla, but starts charging my phone.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
It's great.
I can stand outside my garage with my car parked in the garage and push a button on the fob and the car will back out to me.
Okay.
Does your car do that?
Tesla has a feature that does it. My kids and I tried. It's called Summon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can actually be pretty far away from it.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's make the car drive to
us.
And if we had let it drive itself all the way from where it was, like maybe like 500 feet away to where we were, I'd still be there today. It moved like 1 mile an hour.
Oh, okay.
Which I get, but.
This only rolls forward or backward probably like 10 feet.
Okay.
Like it's, I think, designed to like help you get in, help you get out.
Gotcha.
Self-driving.
Yep.
It appears it will self-drive whether I ask it to or not.
That's not true.
Okay. Okay. There are...
That makes it sound like you're like in a car that's just like, I've got you now.
There's a feature where you could like, when it's time to brake, just tap the brake. Like if you're sitting at a red light, you just tap the brake.
Uh-huh.
And then you take your foot off the brake and it just...
That's an electric car thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like when you're driving a regular car and you take your foot off, the car will naturally start to roll a little bit.
Okay.
Electric cars don't do that. You take your foot off all the pedals because it has regenerative braking. So once you take your foot off the brake, man, you're going to need to adjust to this. Once you take your foot off the brake, you don't even, or the gas, you don't.
Oh no, it's not that.
It'll start braking for you because
it
it's charging
that.
It doesn't have that?
I think we can set it for that, but it doesn't right now.
You should.
Now.
It's pretty great.
This is, you tap the brake.
Yes.
You're at a red light. Then you just take your foot off the brake.
Yeah. You don't have that?
What do you mean?
Regenerative braking.
It's not set for that right now.
It's charging as it's moving.
The thing where, like, once you take your foot off the gas, it starts slowing down. I do not have that.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's doing less, and you can handle that one.
Okay. I do know how to use this. It massages you.
Okay. All right. That's good.
That's pretty exciting.
Man, I'm getting nervous.
Why? Oh, you're afraid I'll fall asleep.
Yes. You in a new car where you get to have it self-drive you, allegedly on its own, making its own decisions. And you've got a heated massaging
heated
seat. I'm just worried. Thank God cars are like, wake up!
Yeah.
Open your eyes! Put your hands on the wheel!
There's a lot of things about it that I know a lot of cars have now. Like, I know what I'm saying is not unique.
But it's new to you.
It's so new to me.
Right,
it's new to me by miles.
Yeah.
And it's taken me some time to get used to. All of the sounds that it tells me, hey, there's somebody over there. The fact that it, like, auto-correct me.
Oh, does that freak you out?
Like, well, when you don't know it's a thing. When you don't know that it exists in this world.
Yes.
Yes, it freaks me out.
When you're veering out of a lane, it'll correct, the wheel
it corrected
will correct.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wait until you almost hit something.
Oh,
you
Gavin, don't even say that. Knock on wood.
I said almost.
Okay.
Because that is something that no matter how many times it happens to me in one of these newfangled cars, it freaks me out where the car will brake for you.
Okay.
Like if you're, I'm trying to think, like if you're pulling up to a red light, this is when it usually happens to me. If I'm pulling up to a red light and then for some reason, the a-hole in front of me slams on his brakes. So we're all like moving at like 15 miles an hour.
Okay.
But he decides, I'm going to stop right now. My car will automatically brake for me. And I'm happy because I didn't rear end anybody.
Sure, but you're
spooked. So jarring.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, you sit there and you just go, ah, car. You got to
scared me.
You got to prepare a girl.
The fact that there is there's like the sunroof in the driver's area.
Yeah.
But then the second row has a skylight or whatever.
Yeah.
Made my kids lose their mind.
Sure. Now they can see the sky.
Right. Yeah. They're just missing out all this time.
Why go camping?
Audrey goes, now I can see that it's raining.
Right.
So you can see it was raining out the window.
Nah, it's not the same.
Stupid.
Well, the best part is when we get a heavy rain and it's pooled on the roof and you start to move, you get to watch all the water start shooting. Thank God for automatic braking. That's all I'm going to say.
Captain's chairs.
Okay.
For the second row.
For the captains.
To the children.
Right.
And we discussed maybe not having me have a three-row car anymore.
Okay.
Because Abby's 17. She's got her own car. Like, the odds of all five of us driving together, it doesn't happen very often. But one time, we had all three of them in the back seat. And before we had gotten out of the driveway, we heard somebody scream, get your finger out of my ear.
Mm.
And I looked at my boyfriend and I said, and that is why we need three rows.
Yep.
And he goes, fine by me.
We've got five kids. There's five of us and we have a minivan and the oldest one has to sit in the back like it's his own apartment.
Yes.
He's got a charger back there.
And Abby's happy to do it.
Yep.
In fact, she prefers it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So I do have to say, I'm a little concerned that nobody gave you a tutorial on how to use this car.
We were going to go to Kia school.
Oh, okay.
And
I recommend it.
Okay. Yeah. I have to go back to Elk Grove Kia. Tony is going to take me to Kia school. We had to get home. We were running out of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get that diploma as soon as possible.
Yeah, big shout out to Elk Grove Kia. Could not. Oh, and when you buy a car, you get to ring a bell.
I saw that on your reel.
Yep.
That's pretty fun. Did you feel self-conscious? I would have felt.
Absolutely.
Those bells are way too loud.
Yeah, but I loved it. Look at me.
Gavin's 12 phone scams of Christmas on the wake-up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 10.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
We're calling Mason. Either his name's Mason or his roommate's name is Mason. I should have checked that. But it's at the roommate's request for this phone scam, and he works at a Chili's. So I am calling the Chili's to order some food. Problem is, I have confused Chili's with a fine dining establishment, and the way he reacts to it is great. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Thank you for calling Chili's. This is Mason. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to place a to-go order.
Okay.
To go to my house. First of all, I just wanted to say that when I pulled up the menu, it said, do you accept all cookies? And yes, I do. I would like all the cookies.
Okay. I think what you might be referring to is on the computer.
Delicious.
It's in the web browser. I don't really know how to quite explain it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've never had that flavor, but I mean, I love cookies, so but just throw them in the bag. I assume that they were complimentary with the way the question was asked. Now, so you have on your menu, it says boneless wings. How was the bone removed?
I'm not privy to that.
I see. It's a culinary secret from the chef. I love that. Okay. Can I please have a dozen of those, of the deboned wings?
Yes.
Like, I'd like to move on to the second course, please.
Okay. What can I get you?
Can I please order the Big Smasher Burger medium?
Okay. That's how the cook does it.
Oh, well, whatever the chef recommends. And may I also order the bacon guacamole crispy chicken, also medium. No, you know what? Make that one medium rare. Can I ask a question about something called the quesadilla explosion salad? Where will it be exploding?
I don't know really why we even call it that. I mean, it's just a salad with a cheese quesadilla on top.
Now, what kind of cheese quesadillas are on there? Are they cloth-bound cheddar, or are they Gruyere?
No.
You know what? I'll have it, but I'd like my cheese quesadilla with burrata. I'm feeling naughty.
We don't normally do substitutions like that, and I'm pretty sure we don't even have those cheeses.
Okay, then you know what? Then I'll just have it with camembert. So wrap that all up. And
we actually don't have that either.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, then whatever cheese the chef recommends.
If you want something flavorful, maybe pepper jack?
Oh, pepper jack. Yes, please. Pepper jacket. I've heard of him before. You know, honestly, whatever Chef Chili recommends, I'm on board with. So wrap that all up with my cookies, and I'll be down to pick it up.
Okay. One other thing was you mentioned the chicken. You wanted it rare or medium rare?
Medium rare, please. Yes.
Well, yeah. Chef Chili doesn't recommend that because of possible foodborne illness.
Hmm.
I just feel like I should level with you. It's a flash frozen chicken patty that's just popped into a deep fryer.
That sounds delicious. Much like a sous vide. So I will have that as well.
I don't know what that is, but
okay,
if you say so.
That's for the chef to know. And before you tell me the total of the cost, can I just tell you, Mason, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And you're on a phone scam. Well, that your roommate wanted me to do. So he emailed me and asked if I would do this. So you're on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, all right. Because I was really at a loss for who thought they were coming to a fine dining establishment. But he put you up to it, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, excellent. Well, I can't wait for his next meal here.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. We have to do some real talk here for some people that are listening. This doesn't just apply to celebrities, but we're getting into this because of something that Paris Hilton said recently. Paris Hilton, maybe you're even going to laugh when you hear this, but Paris Hilton says that she is self-made. The quote that she had that's going viral is, "Yes, I came from the Hilton hotels, but I have parlayed that into such a huge business that even my grandfather said to me, I used to be known as Baron Hilton, but now I'm just Paris's grandfather." Oh my God. She even added to it, "Everything I've done on my own. And yes, I do come from a last name, but there also are many children I know that come from families too, who, you know, take the choice of not doing anything with their lives." Okay, Paris, lean in. You're not self-made. You're not self-made at all in any definition of the word. And I'm sick and tired of having this discussion with people who do not recognize their privilege. Now, she is doing it from a very big scope. I mean, she comes from an heiress company of a hotel chain and worth, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly even small billions of dollars. We don't even know. Who cares? But like, even here, locally, there's a good chance you know somebody like this too. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've met somebody that says, like, owning a home is hard, especially before my wife and I bought our first home. Just lots of friends of ours that seemed like they had it all figured out. And they were like, yeah, buying a home is really hard. And, you know, but, you know, you make sacrifices and you figure it out. And we will give you advice whenever you want. Just to find out that their parents put the down payment down on the house. You didn't buy your house. Your parents bought your house.
Well,
you're paying off the loan. You're paying the mortgage. That's easy.
In the example of my parents gave me the down payment on my house.
Yeah.
Are you expecting people to tell you that?
I expect them to not act like they did it all on their own. Like Paris Hilton. Like Paris Hilton saying she's self-made is the equivalency of people who don't just recognize their privilege. Like people who had their colleges paid for.
But like, do people have an obligation to tell you that?
No, you don't have an obligation to, you're missing the point. Not an obligation to tell them, but you have an obligation to not act like it didn't happen. You can't say that you're some sort of expert that has it all figured out.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Your wife, who is an actual genius, She was able to get a full ride scholarship for school.
Yes.
So she didn't come into the relationship with any student loan debt.
Correct.
Which gave you guys a leg up when it came to buying a house.
It helped us save money without having to pay back her loans. We still had to pay back mine.
Do you acknowledge her privilege when you're talking to people?
I do, but it's different because that's still self-made. Because
it's not you self-made.
Well, no, but it's self-made for her. Because
but not you.
It was a full academic ride that she got from busting her ass in high school and getting high grades. Like Paris Hilton, like that comment is just like,
see, the unfortunate thing about what Paris Hilton said, there is a lot of truth to the fact that Paris Hilton has grown the Paris Hilton brand into something massive, right? And she definitely did that. The only thing is, she started on third. Everything that she's done professionally should not be taken away because she started out with money and a famous last name. Because it doesn't wash it all away.
Same thing with, it's like saying Mark Zuckerberg, for instance. Like Mark Zuckerberg built this entire empire that changed the world with Facebook. You're absolutely right, he did. He also came from a very wealthy family. So, okay. Like, I mean, they gave him the money to start stuff. Same with Jeff Bezos.
But both things can be true. And it doesn't make it unimpressive what Mark Zuckerberg did.
No, but it changes it. Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I have to agree with Gavin. They have the leg up with being fed a silver spoon or something. They had that chance that not many people have.
I completely agree. But then it doesn't mean that there wasn't hard work after that. And I feel like I'm not going to say the word unfair, but it seems like you are willing to be blind to what a person has accomplished. Because, I mean, like, your kids are going to be further along than you were.
Right.
Your kids are going to have their college paid for.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Well, you've spent our entire working career stressing about paying for their college. So if you're not now, that's brand new news to me.
Well, yeah, but college costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have not saved hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay, well, this is the first time I'm hearing that you will not be paying for their college. But let's say you were.
Yeah.
Okay? Does that mean if they graduate with honors?
Mm-hmm.
Then we just go, yeah, but you didn't have to get student loans.
It's not the same thing.
Isn't it?
It's not the same thing.
Why?
Well, because honors.
Or you could say, yeah, but you didn't have to work during college and pay your own bills, so sorry.
Yeah, I will say that, because they didn't. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then we're just going to, like, take away from, I really feel like that would really take away from somebody's, the things that they have accomplished, as long as they're willing to admit that they had a leg up.
It's a difference between, like, somebody, you're saying somebody who worked hard should be on the same footing as somebody who worked even harder. And I'm saying the person who works even harder is the one you should listen to because they're just better. But keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Well rested, always. She's sharp as a tack, and it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And facing off against you today is the legendary, fierce competitor, Nikki.
Ooh.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hello,
Nikki.
Happy Monday.
You know what I should start to do? I should start making up a fact about every contestant
that we have. I absolutely love that.
Nikki hails from the great state of Montana, where she owns an emu farm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's been streaming us.
Me too. Me too. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is $360. But, Nikki, listen to this. All week long, win or lose, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the New Year's Eve party at the Hard Rock Casino. What do you think about that, huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to have a Bruno Mars cover band. It should be a really good time. All right, here we go. Question one. Excuse me. It was last week that I told you that Netflix made a massive cash offer to buy Warner Brothers in a move that made many Hollywood and theater owners very scared. But breaking news this morning, Paramount has made a hostile offer of their own, appealing directly to Warner Brothers shareholders. So this is going to be interesting. Which company is older, Paramount or Warner Brothers?
I'm going to guess Warner Brothers.
Question two, the Supreme Court has decided to take up a very controversial case that could end birthright citizenship. President Trump signed an executive order ending it despite it being the 14th Amendment that has a clause protecting it. How many amendments to the Constitution are there? 21, 24, or 27?
I'm going to go 27.
Question three, the Critics' Choice Awards are the first awards given out and set the pace for the season, and the nominations are out. Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, tops the list with 17 nominations, which almost beat the record of 18 nominations. And One Battle After Another with Leonardo DiCaprio has the second most nominations. That movie filmed right here in Sacramento. What 2023 comedy with Margot Robbie got those 18 nominations? The record.
Barbie.
Question four. The original version of Star Wars is turning 50 years old in 2027, and it was announced that it's coming back to movie theaters. Not only is it coming back, but it will be the original version that have none of the quote-unquote upgrades and added CGI scenes that George Lucas put in 1997. Which Star Wars character is a human? Greedo, Admiral Akbar, or Count Dooku?
I'm going to get in trouble if I don't get this right. I'm going to go with Admiral Akbar.
Question five. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is shockingly the number one movie in America. It made $109 million, which is surprising because the video game sequel is sitting at Rotten Tomatoes with only a 13% positive. The first Five Nights at Freddy's made a total of $291 million. So how much more does it have to make to tie that?
So the first total was $109 million, and you said $291.
I did.
Let me do some math.
Do some math.
82 million.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. Nikki, what do you do for real life?
For real life, I am a mom, but I'm also an assistant manager for Enterprise Truck Rental in Folsom.
Ooh, Katie.
Yeah.
She works for Enterprise. If you ever need to rent a truck.
Oh, okay.
Nikki's your girl.
Okay, listen. I can think of a million reasons why I want to rent a truck.
You know, if I were your best friend, Nikki, okay? And, because we are. And if, and if I was, say, let's going on a trip in Nashville. In January.
Say that one more time.
If I were to go on a trip to Nashville in January, would it be cheaper to rent a regular, like, economy vehicle or, through my best friend Nikki, rent a truck and just use that to tool around Nashville?
I'm going to go best friend Nikki's got the hookup.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That is correct.
Why Nashville?
Why are my best friend and I going to Nashville?
Oh, I see.
I have a real trip coming up
Got
in
it.
January.
Okay. Yeah.
Nikki, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. Remember that huge Netflix bidding war or Netflix offer in cash to buy Warner Brothers I talked about last week?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Paramount made a counter offer and it was hostile today.
What does that mean?
That means that they're like going about it in a... I guess in a hostile way.
Like an aggressive, trying to beat you?
Yes, Paramount is offering more money, and also they're appealing directly to Warner Brothers shareholders, saying, this is better for the industry, this is better for your bottom line, we're going to put more money in your pocket, so we'll see how this shakes out.
I call that just business.
Which company is older, Paramount or Warner Brothers?
Oh, gotta be Paramount.
It is.
Yeah, because they remember like Paramount Pictures with the olden days.
Paramount Pictures goes back to 1912.
Okay, I didn't know it went back that far. Crazy. But...
Question two, the Supreme Court has decided that they will take up the case that is very controversial that could end birthright citizenship. This is because of an executive order President Trump signed trying to end it, despite it being the 14th Amendment that has a clause protecting it. How many amendments in the Constitution are there? Do you want the multiple choice?
I don't need it.
What? Okay, fine.
27.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a civics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow. Question three, the Critics' Choice Awards are the first awards given out this year. It's the first time ever. They're going to be on January 4th. I'll be down there for that as well. And the nominations came out. Sinners topped the list with 17 nominations.
Oh, it's so good.
Which almost beat the record of 18 nominations. One battle after another has the second most. I don't know if I'm going to vote for Sinners. I think I'm going to vote.
What?
One battle after another is really good. It's really, really good. But they are both superb films. People should watch both of them. What 2023 comedy with Margot Robbie got those 18 nominations?
Barbie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the record. Question four. The original version of Star Wars is turning 50 years old in 2027, Katie. And great news for you.
Okay.
It's coming back to theaters.
Oh.
And it's the original one, not the one with all the stupid CGI added to it.
Okay.
All right. So which of the following Star Wars character is a human?
Okay.
Greedo.
Okay.
Admiral Akbar. Or Count Dooku.
Okay, I know it's not Admiral Akbar, because he looks like a catfish.
He does.
Okay, who's the first one?
Greedo.
Sure. Come on.
Count Dooku.
He's a count?
Yes.
Please.
Question five. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is shockingly the number one movie in America. It made $109 million. Which is crazy because the video game sequel is sitting at Rotten Tomatoes with only 13%. The first Five Nights at Freddy's made $291 million.
Okay.
So how much more does this one have to make to tie that? God, I want you to tell me what you think Five Nights at Freddy's is about.
I know what it's about.
You do?
It's about a teddy bear that goes to a casino.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You're like so right and so wrong.
182.
Wow.
Wow.
How did she do it? Wow. Nikki, do you know what Five Nights at Freddy's is about?
No, I refuse to look it up.
Oh, okay.
Good
all
for
right.
you.
It's a video game.
I like
game.
That you took a hard stance on this.
It's like an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese where the animatronics are evil and come to life.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't like horror. So.
Yeah, not me neither.
All right. My sons really want to see that. So anyway, final score. Nikki, you got 2. Katie got 4.
Ooh.
That was a wild round.
Wow.
That was crazy. Well, was but crazy. Anyway, though, Nikki, we're still going to give you passes to the New Year's Eve party at the Hard Rock. But what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
We have run into some technical problems here on the show. It's a big deal, and if our engineers are listening, I would really appreciate it if you could come and help us troubleshoot the situation. The problem seems to be that Katie has powered down.
She has fallen and cannot get up.
Kevin, do me a favor and slide your microphone over. And then take that middle one there.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
I can't.
Guys. You made her get up. No.
I'm not all the way up. Look, I put a blanket on the ground. I got a pillow. I haven't done this in a long time.
Right. And she deserves credit for that, Kevin.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
And I just.
You know what?
I'm toast.
You're on your knees right now, and I feel bad. Go lay back down.
Thank you.
All right? Just take the microphone as far down as it can go.
That's okay? as far down as I have to loosen it.
All
Let
right.
me loosen it. I'll loosen it.
You know what? Let it just dangle there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, I'll turn the microphone off while you do that. All right, and then plug it back in.
Oh, my God, you guys. Why haven't we been doing this
the
whole
time? There you go. All right, we fixed the microphone. It's just dangling now.
Don't touch it. Just let it dangle at your... God, she's yawning.
Go ahead. You lay back down. Lay all the way down.
Lay all the way down. We'll adjust it where you can just talk from the...
So now...
Let's see.
I'll take a picture of this and I'll put it up on our...
Do we need to go lower?
No. That's good.
Yeah, all right. Get it lower.
I'll put this on our...
Turn the mic off again.
Turn it off again?
Yeah.
It's going to go even lower?
Yes.
Yes,
oh my God.
Lower.
All right, so there you go.
How does it sound?
It sounds awful.
Yeah, it sounds so bad.
But Katie is now laying fully on her back on the studio floor.
Yeah,
with a blanket.
Because she has powered down for the day.
Yeah.
And our engineers, we don't know the password to get her back up. All right, so let's just give this a try. All right, let's see how this goes. Okay.
Guys, if I could do the show laying on the ground.
Well, let's find out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hey, 106.5 The End. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And can TikTok's potato bed trend really help you sleep better? There's a trend out there right now. You surround yourself with pillows so it kind of looks like you're inside a baked potato. And then
you put like a sheet over
it? Who said that? Was that Katie?
Yeah, I'm down here, guys.
You're down here. Oh, my God. Look at that. I didn't know that you were in the room.
Here's
I didn't see
the thing.
You. Okay.
I decided I'm done with work.
Okay.
And nobody seemed to believe me when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid down on the floor, and I got a blanket, I got a pillow. And I think you guys should have believed me.
I believe her now.
For what it's worth, I always believed.
I hit a wall and I'm done.
Here's what I admire the most about you, Katie.
You know, we don't do enough Katie admiration around here.
If our general manager were to walk into the studio right now and see you laying on the ground and us on the air. With a microphone just haphazardly dangling from a mic stand.
Yeah.
It would be met with just a round of laughter. Just like a shaking of the head, but in like a, oh, you.
Yeah. There you go.
Katie.
You rascal, you.
Okay, so can I tell you how to do that?
Yes, please tell us how to accomplish that sort of, I don't know if it's a low bar expectation.
No, it's not, actually. So you have to start gradually, and you have to start in ways that kind of make sense to other people. Start by like crocheting at work.
Okay.
So you kind of start doing house things that you would do when you're just casually lounging around the house.
Okay.
You start doing them at work. Then you find a couch. Okay.
Oh boy.
Somewhere in the office, maybe an oversized chair, and you just curl up on it. You get cozy.
I see.
You're like on your phone.
Yeah.
Then you gradually work your way to where you're comfortable just laying on the floor with a pillow. And then once you're at that point, you can just announce to the room, I'm done work for today.
You know what, Katie? Thank you for that TED Talk.
You're welcome.
Was great. We know people that do seminars for leadership, and none of that holds a candle to leading people into low expectations.
Nobody asked me for my opinion, which is weird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
All right, so this is the time of year where we're all buying Christmas presents for the people that we love in our lives, and that includes spouses. And spouses usually get the extra special gifts. Okay, we're sitting here now with our engineer, Jonathan.
Hi, guys.
He's a friend of the show. We love him very dearly. One of our favoritest people in the entire building. And Katie said, you're not going to believe what Jonathan is getting ready to give his wife. For Christmas. And that's why we're here. Jonathan, I trust that, because I know she listens to the show.
Yes.
I trust that you've told her not to listen right now,
I
right?
Have, yeah.
Okay, so we can speak freely.
Yes.
What are you planning on giving her?
I am planning on, it's a long story, make a long story short, I want to buy a new vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
Okay, a new vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Okay.
And you want to give a vacuum cleaner to your wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Now that's the worst gift ever.
It's a trope. It's certainly
Yeah. Okay. I do have questions.
Okay.
What's up?
Is Jamie asking?
No.
For Jonathan.
Then why would you give her a vacuum?
So
this was because a couple years ago,
uh-huh,
she wanted a new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And then one was on Black Friday sale. We ended up getting a vacuum cleaner and she loved it.
Okay.
And I'm going to get her a newer upgrade. Like, it was just a handheld battery operated one. I was looking at the more powerful, like, actual house vacuum cleaner.
Okay. I was so prepared to go into this on your side because I have asked for very practical things for Christmas and I'm extremely comfortable with getting practical things for Christmas. If it's something that's going to make my life easier, even better. However, if her gift is a chore that she didn't ask for, my love, my friend.
But does it matter that I tend to vacuum more often than she does?
Then so it's buy it should be for a gift yourself. For yourself.
No, it's a gift for you.
Then what is the gift?
The gift is me doing chores.
You're no, doing the chores.
That's the worst
gift.
Oh,
Jonathan.
All right. So I am somebody who did receive a vacuum as a gift.
Okay.
It was my birthday present.
Okay.
I also got a ceiling fan as my big gift for Christmas last year. That's because my sons broke the last one.
Okay, that's right. Where your sons come in.
I can tell you, opening a gift when it is a practical gift doesn't feel great. And by the way, if you've got any thoughts on this, you can text us at 916-909-1065.
Except for you, Jamie.
But once I started using it,
yes.
The vacuum especially. The ceiling fan was a big pain in the ass.
Ceiling fan, yes.
I mean, that's
and you had to
install
hang it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's an afternoon of work and it's, but the vacuum,
oh boy.
I love it.
I'm saying.
I really love it. So, like, I can see this. You got to look. This is a long game.
Yeah.
Gavin.
I just feel like if it's a house appliance, you should already be having that.
Yeah. That's not a gift to give. That is something for the home.
Oh, yes.
Not for Jamie.
But it makes her happy.
Does it?
Could she not be happy?
I buy her books that she just wants to display on our bookshelf. She doesn't actually read.
Well, that's where books go.
But that's the same. It's something you don't use. It's just she likes the pretty color.
Wow. So let me get this straight, Jonathan. You're on the air saying that your wife will be happy with a vacuum as a gift and she doesn't know how to read.
No, I definitely didn't say that. I said, she has the Kindle. She reads the Kindles. The books, the hardcovered books, those she just wants to look pretty on a bookshelf.
Those are trophies.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, that's cute, actually.
It might as well be a boar's head on the wall.
I get it.
But for girls.
But for girls. Yeah. Okay. All right. That. So, again, this is our engineer, Jonathan, who's planning on giving his wife a vacuum for Christmas.
Jeez.
Kevin, you're very dead set against this.
Yes.
Katie, it seems like you're pretty dead set against it now, too.
Well, I wasn't at first, and then I found out it's not even something that she wants.
She didn't ask for it,
but it's something she will definitely want once she sees it, because she wants the house clean. She likes the higher power vacuum. We have this little thing that runs out of battery halfway through the house.
Text messages coming in are more split than I thought they were going to be.
I'm saying.
But most of the people saying, this is a good point. You want to give a gift on Christmas that's going to make somebody go, like gasp and be happy and feel joy. And a vacuum's not that.
So,
a vacuum sucks. It doesn't give.
Oh my God.
Gavin, that is
cute.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
But you know what though? How about this? Give her maybe a gift card to the store it would sell where the vacuum is, and then say, like, get whatever you want, and then go with her and be like, you know, we need a vacuum.
Yeah.
Some good old fashioned like manipulation
please
and gaslighting.
I'm begging you.
Girl money rules apply to a Target gift card. Like, she would just spend that on the dollar section of former Christmas, but gifts to get on the Dollar Tree section.
Man, you're just, you just wrap yourselves kind in of female stereotypes and wear like a fancy coat. Thank you, Jonathan, for coming in.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you guys tomorrow.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065 is our phone number. You can text it, you can call it, and we'd like you to do it right now because we're pretty sure you've got an opinion about this. Do you make a Christmas list for people? That's it. 916-909-1065. This is causing a real situation in Katie's house right now. What's going on?
Well, my partner D'Lo had... He and the girls use an app called Giftful, and they put the things that they want on the app, and then it also includes the links, so you can send it to everybody. When somebody clicks on the link and buys it, it says claimed, but the person who created the list can't see what's been claimed. So it prevents people from, like, two people buying the same thing, makes it super easy for people to get straight to exactly what you want. Oh, and you can put your sizes, everything. Well, the problem with this is the things he put on his list, if I just get those things, he's going to know exactly what's under the tree.
Right. Yeah. I agree. I'm with you.
I don't like that.
I'm with you.
So what I did was I tried to sort of use his list.
Oh, it's a guide?
As a guide.
Oh, boy.
And what I did was got him a shirt similar to one that was on his list.
Yeah.
And when I bought it, the receipt went to his email and he saw it.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, like, it was very clear he didn't like it, which is fine, but there's nothing wrong with that. He's like, maybe we just stick to the list. And I yelled at him, if I do that, you'll know what's under the tree.
Right.
And so I cried. He apologized, which he had nothing to apologize for.
Some people, are like that. My wife is the same way. My family is the same way.
The girls are the exact same way. They're fine with it.
Stop giving me a Christmas registry. I don't want that. I don't want to give you one.
See, now they would say, but I want you to get me like what I actually want. Like, don't you want to just get what
I can? Okay, here's my thing. I can understand that way of thinking from children.
Okay.
That way of thinking from adults eludes me. And for a long time, I didn't get it because my mother refuses to make Christmas lists. My entire life, she has never made a Christmas list. What do we get her? Up to you, but don't disappoint her, okay?
Okay.
So that being said, it has always been frustrating. But now, as a grown-ass man, I get it. I want people to prove that they know who I am.
See, that's not why I don't want a list.
Well, it's why I do. I want people to, I want a gift to say, like, I know you. I know what you like. I love you. And I spent time thinking about you and picking this out. If all you did was just click on a link that I sent you, there's no heart in that. There's no emotion. Baby Jesus definitely doesn't approve. You know? There's just like, there's no spirit of Christmas in that.
You think Jesus registered for gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
No,
he didn't.
He didn't.
That's not why I don't want a list. I don't want to make a list because I want to be genuinely surprised on Christmas morning.
I like that too.
I naturally assume the people in my life know me and love me. So I don't need to put them through a test every Christmas.
Oh, see, I don't.
Yeah.
Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I like lists, but like only lists for people that don't really know me. So if it's like my family and close friends, don't ask for a list.
Who are you giving a list to that doesn't know you, but you're like, expecting a gift from them?
You're doing like Secret Santa with like a co-workers, or like if you're doing it with a different friend group.
That's the only time I like a list.
A Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Yes, because you know what? Otherwise, you're spinning your wheels.
Trying to figure out what.
And probably just giving me trash.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's literally doing it with somebody who doesn't know you.
Right.
You know, like, you literally don't know, you know? So it's like, I think that if you're like somebody that's like, I'm getting my partner, I'm going to give him my Christmas list. And listen, my wife is included in this. It's like, can you not think of anything that I would want? Like when you get hounded by relatives, like your parents who raised you from the time you were an itty bitty, like saying like, hey, this is the third or fourth time I've had to email you. I need some ideas for Christmas. You can't think of anything?
Also, as an adult, it's kind of weird to be like, well, no, that's not, I was going to say it would be weird for me to like, tell my mom, go buy me stuff.
Right. Yeah. I'm 45. I don't need to give you a shopping list.
It does feel a little different when it's your partner or your spouse. But like for your mom, like, hey, I know you're retired on a fixed income. I want shoes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because Jesus was born.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So we've noticed a growing trend that is disturbing in the world of Asian desserts.
Oh, no.
We do the big work here at the Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fortune cookie.
Ever heard of her?
Ever heard of her? Shockingly, invented in America.
Oh.
And I remember when we were kids. Fortune cookies were filled with fortunes.
Yeah.
It was like a little palm reader was in that cookie.
Yeah, you'd open it up and you'd go, oh my God.
Your life was changed by some of them.
Yeah.
And
you could see into the future. It was helping you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I went and got Chinese food the other day. And I gotta tell you, I don't even remember what the fortune was, but it was laughably stupid. It wasn't even a fortune. It wasn't even about me and my future.
Oh, that pisses me off.
It was just general meme advice.
Gavin. Yeah. That is such a good way of putting it. It is just stuff you'd see on a meme.
And it's like, that is unacceptable. So I brought in a bunch of fortune cookies here. We all have them. Go ahead and open your fortune cookies. Okay. We're going to make a point.
Do you want to do them one at a time?
We're going to make a point right now of just how.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. And these are cold openings.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
I mean, we didn't pre-plan this. Listen. Oh, boy. Listen. See, I mean, it's happening right now.
I like the idea that you think people are like, this is a scam.
Right.
They don't have fortune cookies.
How could they?
How could
right.
they?
They don't have that budget.
Okay.
Which you're right about that.
What does it say?
You are caring and compassionate.
Okay. What? That is not a fortune.
It's not a fortune.
That's more of an opinion.
Like, go ahead, Katie, your turn.
You are only starting on your path to success.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
That's actually not
that's
a bad
good
one.
Okay, that's better.
But see, it's still not like
are only starting on your path to success.
Like this is the
okay,
last.
So it's going up from here.
Last 15 yes. years of your career, step one.
Right.
All right, okay. Kevin, go ahead and open yours. And while you're opening yours, when we were younger, fortune cookies were very specific. They were like, the love of your life has yellow hair.
Yeah. It's yellow. Not blonde.
No.
Mine is share your good news with others.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Even worse.
What does that even mean?
I just know. They stopped putting lucky numbers on the back.
Yes.
Oh, did they?
No more lucky numbers.
It's
how am I supposed
blank.
To win the lottery?
Right.
Okay? And, like, I don't want advice cookies.
Yeah.
I want
you to tell
fortunes.
Me what's a-coming.
This one. Invest time and thought in all that you pursue. Advice. That's
wow.
just advice.
That is a meme.
Okay, open another one.
Yeah. That's empty.
No.
There's nothing. There's
I'm pissed
no
for
fortune
you.
In it.
That's,
it's empty.
That's as bad as it gets. That's unacceptable.
It has happened to me way too many times.
And look at the state of your life.
Right. I'm just like, okay,
it's
I got a cookie at least.
Shambles. This is the opposite of getting a double yolk egg.
Yes! Oh, my God.
A fortune-less cookie?
Okay, what is...
Mine says, surround yourself with creative minds.
Oh, okay. Now, this one's not terrible.
Okay.
Make the first move. Now, it's advice. Mm. Again, it's not really a fortune, but still, though, I can let that be whatever I want it to be.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not really telling you something that's going to happen.
I mean, I was thinking about robbing a bank, but I was nervous about it, but...
You want to make the second move, but now you know.
Right, this
he's
fortune...
the leader. Okay, mine... Okay, this one does have something in it, thank God. Oh, just kidding. It's ripped in half. God damn it. What is going on with my freaking life? Okay, this is going to be tough to read.
Yeah, now it's a puzzle.
Your next decision will deliver... unexpected happiness.
Wow.
Okay. That is,
now
that's
a fortune.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we need. We
that's
need something
fortune.
Mystical and magical.
So of the times that I was able to get a fortune, mine have been fortunes.
Invest time and thought in all you do, your pursue. Again, advice. I don't need a dad cookie or a grandpa cookie. These are things that like, hey, go see grandpa. He doesn't have much time left. And you walk in there and the machines are still beeping. His eyes weakly open and he looks at you and he just goes, oh, thank
Come
God.
Closer.
Thank God you came. There's something I want to tell you. Invest time and thought in all that you pursue. And then you walk out of the room crying.
The first one you got was more of like a compliment.
Yeah, it was.
And if I'm going to be complimented by a cookie, tell me I look thin, bitch.
Not eating the cookie.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.